Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
The greatest man that ever lived always liked a good rap. And you're listening to the greatest rap.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Did someone not get what they wanted? Oh, that's too bad.
Bada boom! Realest guys in a room. How you know?
It can be anyone but you, man. Anyone but you. To the rest of the world, say your prayers. Lock your doors. Your family has returned. Run.
With your host,
Dear Kitty, Kitty, Kitty. Yeah, kitty.
You forgot to say please.
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocker.
Now I've heard it said a few times by a couple of different people that maybe I have a big ego. As good as I am, I should have the biggest ego on the planet. Hell, after all, I am that damn good.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Where's all my soul sisters? Let me hear your flow, sisters.
Hey, sister, go, sister, soul, sister, flow, sister. Oh.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Retro Bear friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And also the very, very fine folks over at Gerwick.net if you're listening to us over there. Hello. And if you're listening to us at either RackRadioShow.com or WildTalkRadio.com, hello. I am your host, Lindsay Ward, and joining me, as always, is my ever faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
You know, the song has been stuck in my head for about 24 hours, right?
Really?
You know, because we watched The Rock Extra, The Tall Divas, where they went to, the Moulin Rouge. So this song has been stuck in my head ever since that point.
All right, well.
Which is why we're opening the show with it.
I had to wonder.
You had to wonder why, now it makes sense.
Yeah, now I get it. Now I get it.
Now you
so
get
it's like,
it.
All right. Nice tie-in, by the way. Good shameless plug there.
I know. You can follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, at Rock Radio Show, and at Lynn's Ward. Comment along. Come in the chat rooms at the website she mentioned, rockradioshow.com, wildtalkradio.com, and gerwick.net. And yes, Maddie, it has been a day.
Oh my Lord Jesus, it has been a day. We are going to talk about the events of today. We're doing the show a little different if you're joining us for the first time. We're splitting the news up into a couple different segments just because there has been a lot that has happened this week. But we're going to break it all down for you. We're going to talk about all of it. We are not opening with death, just so everybody is aware. We're not opening with that. We'll get to it, though. We will be discussing that.
But in a way, we are opening with death.
In a way, we are opening with death, and this is brought to you by our good friends over at TNAsylum.net, the haven for TNA fans. Oh, God. Okay. This is. I hate doing these shows. I hate these shows because we can't have fun. We have to be all uber serious wrestling fans. No. Or we have to be, I guess, analysts. I don't know.
We are journalists.
I hate these shows so much. And the reason why I hate it is, once again, this week we are talking about TNA. We are not talking about TNA in a positive light because, well, the situation with TNA has gotten gravely worse. We talked about it a little bit last week where TNA and Dixie are looking for investors for the company, and it seems that the problem is much more severe than anybody initially thought. TNA is basically out of money.
That's the short story of it. Yes, they are out of moolah, dough, cash. They need a Bentley. They need a GoFundMe, a Kickstarter. They need anything they can get at this point.
Well, you know what's really bad when it makes the Yahoo business section?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, it was in the business section of Yahoo that TNA is shopping for investors and they're out of money. I mean, that's kind of the level of press that is getting. There are apparently several interested parties. We really only know the name of one group right now, and it's Aerolux.
Which, you should give them the backstory on who Aerolux is.
Yes, because, well, the plot thickens when it comes to Aerolux. Aerolux is the company that handles TNA's post-production. They're awesome. So affiliated with the Harris brothers, Don and Ron, who have had off and on history with TNA over its 12-year, 14-year, however long it's been around, cycle.
14 years this June.
14 years, okay. So they have been around. I lost count after 10. I only keep track up until 10, and then after 10, it's like, okay, we're good.
Just follow along with the Slammiversary numbers, you're good, I think.
Maybe. Yeah.
No, wait, no, because that came after. Never mind. Screw that.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, I don't keep track of the actual years, but over TNA's 14-year history, the Harris brothers have been working for TNA off and on in various roles, from security to on-camera heavies to production. And they work for Aerolux. Nobody really knows their exact involvement. In terms of who Aerolux is, they're basically billed as an advertising agency, where they offer a wide range of service, from basically business strategy to web design and kind of everything in between. So, and they also do video production. So they have been helping TNA with their video production, as well as apparently backing TNA for the last set of tapings, including the ones that are happening right now in Orlando, Florida. And that's how TNA is getting their tapings off the ground.
They've been handling production since, I think, part of last year, but heavily, heavily involved since the beginning of the year, moving to Pop TV, has Aerolux been involved with help with production. And yes, they have been providing money to TNA to help fund it. Now, that's where the story has a couple interesting twists to it. There's one report that says that Aerolux is buying into TNA. And every time they put money into the company, it's them buying into it. There is also the other point of, well, they're not really giving TNA the money. They're loaning TNA the money and expecting reimbursement of said money. And if they do not reimburse them with said money, they get 55% control of the company.
Yeah.
That's the situation they're in. They need money. Cash flow is limited. The deal with Pop TV is not a lucrative one. They just got a deal with FX in the Middle East. That may provide some cash. They just signed a deal with Fight Network, we talked about last week, for the over-the-top network. Not sure how much that will provide, but probably providing a little bit of money to keep the day-to-day operations going just a little bit. They're in a sticky pickle.
They are in a very sticky pickle. And as we mentioned, there are other investors. Nobody really knows who they are. And it's just kind of one of those things where you kind of have to wonder, because as we mentioned last week, Dixie is trying to maintain control of the of TNA. She's desperate to hold on to it. As of right now, it's believed Dixie is the 100% owner of TNA, as Panda Energy and the Carter family have divested in the company. They have not given any money to TNA in about 4 years, which would make sense. And then Dixie apparently worked a deal with Jeff Jarrett, where she, I think, bought back his shares of TNA, thus getting him out of the company once and for all when he made his return last year. The Aerolux situation is interesting, because Aerolux is a small company. It's basically a startup. They don't have a lot of cash flow based on everything I've read. They're worth, I think, or they've made about $2 million, which is not enough to keep TNA going by any means.
That's basically enough to keep your own company going. That's not enough to keep TNA wrestling afloat.
Well, the interesting thing is Aerolux could be brokering the deal for somebody else. Because if you're Aerolux and you're a marketing and advertising firm, you really probably don't want to go into the wrestling business. But there are rumors that the owner of Aerolux does know somebody that would be interested in it. So it could be they could garner the 51% control from Dixie, get rid of Dixie, and then they could sell the remain or sell what they get of TNA to that person.
Right.
For a certain amount of money. What's interesting in this whole situation is the creditor situation, because TNA does owe money. They owe money to Aerolux, supposedly, for the loan. They owe for their back rent, and they owe a variety of other creditors that have all not been paid, and whomever buys the company, or in this case, if Aerolux takes control of the company, if that's true, those creditors will have to be paid back once that change of power happens, which now complicates that matter, because if Aerolux takes over and they don't really have enough money to bankroll the company, then they're not going to have, I mean, they can forgive their own debt, but there's everybody else.
Right, and if you're Aerolux, do you really want to take over TNA's debt? Because they can't. And as you mentioned, they may be going and looking for money investors to cover those expenses and, you know, give it to a backer of some sort who wants involved in the promotion. Now, there's another twist to all this. Dixie has been looking for help. She has not done the Kickstarters or GoFundMes or any other crowdsourcing things, which begs the question, why isn't TNA actually looking for crowdsourcing? They may actually get the money they're looking for. That said, she has gone to her television partners and offering them stakes in the company. They have turned down Dixie's request. She went to the UK, Canada, she went to the India people, I believe she also went to Sky Sports, or whoever the holds the right in Europe, in London, for their television there. They've all turned her down, because they don't want 10% of the company. They want more than that. Oh, yeah. Alright, you keep talking, I have to go confirm something now.
Oh god.
No.
Not another one.
No. Hold on.
Good? Is it good?
It's good. It's good.
Oh, thank God, I need good news today. So, yeah. So, Dixie has gone around. And this kind of shows the level of desperation that the company is at. Because Dixie's gone around. She's gone to Fight Network. She's gone to Sky Sports. She's gone to India. And she's basically shopped the company to her providers, saying, hey, I'll give you 10% of the company if you fund us.
Okay. We're going to stop right here for a moment.
Okay.
And new NXT champion, Samoa Joe.
Really? Well now, okay. I'm gonna have to see how that all goes down.
And apparently he injured his left ankle, did Finn Balor.
Brent!
It happened in Lowell, Massachusetts. This is breaking news here on the rack. Samoa Joe.
Spoiler alert.
No, it's a house show. It's not even a spoiler. It's a house show.
They did it at a house show?
This is a house show.
Wow, okay then.
That's why it's not a spoiler. It's a house show.
Okay, well, your new NXT champion, Samoa Joe, and apparently we have a Blaine Brent.
Possibly.
We'll have to see how that goes.
We will see. Their cameras were on hand for the title change, so we will see it on TV.
Of course they were.
I'm just saying. But, yeah. Anyway, thank you, Tim, for the update.
Thank you, Tim. But, yeah, going back to TNA. So, it shows Dixie's level of desperation. And I think, like, pretty much everything that has kind of been done with TNA, Dixie's making a mistake.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, you're not going to be able to sell the company. And we said this last week. You're not going to be able to sell interest in that company for anything less than controlling interest at this point. Because there's, I think, where the issue is lying is there is no confidence in Dixie Carter as a leader and as the president of the company to be able to guide the company through. Because she's been in charge for, 12 years at this point?
She's 13,
give or take.
13 years, I think. Right. She's been in charge for a majority of the time.
And so she had Jarrett, and her and Jarrett guided the company through the worst times. They got it up to its high point, and then now the company has steadily fallen into decline. It's never really been a profitable company. They've always kind of run in the red, and it's just been plagued with issues and problems. And it's all been under her leadership. And so everybody's probably looking at that and everybody knows that. And it's like, okay, well, we don't want you in charge. We don't want you to have the ability to make the decisions.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, honestly, it's at this point, I can't say it any better than she's making a mistake. Because there was actually an offer from Toby Keith a few years ago to buy TNA. He was interested in buying the company out from the Carters. Carters were willing to sell, except they wanted Dixie to stay in control, and Keith didn't want to do that.
No, because if you're buying into the company, you're going to buy into the company to take over the company. You are going to change the company, which is what needs to happen with this company at this point, is to change, you know, is to change the direction. You need to change the direction of this company. And anyone who buys into it, whether they're Lux, a partner beyond that, whatever, they need to rebrand this company and make it something different. They have to change the way this company exists from top to bottom. It has to be a complete restructure of the company.
Oh yeah, and the only way they can really do that is to take it into Chapter 11, mm-hmm. to basically put it under bankruptcy protection, in which the creditors cannot pursue the company while they redo it, while they reformat it. And basically, they work it out with the television providers that, hey, look, we're rebranding the company, there's going to be delay in the content, or they just send and the backlog, they just use old TNA content for the time being and work it out with television providers that, look, this is what's going on. Because you know the TV providers are getting nervous. They have to be.
Because you would assume they're getting nervous, especially those they owe content to, because TNA has to continue providing content. TNA cannot stop doing what they're doing. They have to continue delivering content. They have to continue delivering television tapings and the monthly specials. They have to continue delivering it all, because if they don't, they will be at breach of the contract. And then TNA is worth nothing. The only value right now is not their library, because that, like WCW was picked up, can be picked up by Vince McMahon for 10% of the cost.
If that.
What the value is the television contracts overseas. That's the value to anyone buying it, because then you have an into a market, whatever you call the television program.
Yeah, because, I mean, here's the thing. It's, say Aerolux takes control of TNA, they could really make them almost a content provider, where it's like Aerolux could sell the time to someone for the contracts and air that content.
What if it's Jeff Jarrett?
Jarrett's buying him out?
What if Aerolux buys the time slot from Jarrett buys the Aerolux time slot from the TNA own?
He could. That's one way to get GFW on the TV.
That would be the rebranding a company like that would need. I don't think that happens, but it's a scenario.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, so let's talk about that scenario. Jeff Jarrett has about a year's worth of television in the can.
He does. He's about 13 weeks.
So realistically, Jarrett could air that content while they figure it all out, and they could tape somewhere in that span and have additional content ready and just rebrand the company Global Force. And then I think at some point, and going back to the Toby Keith point, Jarrett has backing from Toby Keith. He just has to get a TV deal, and then the money's going to come in.
Exactly. That's why you haven't heard Toby Keith involved in anything, because he's been waiting for Jeff Jarrett to have the TV contract in place.
So that's entirely possible. It could be that the Harris brothers are still tight with Jarrett, and they've kind of brokered this deal where it's, yeah, Aerolux gets the majority percent, but then Aerolux could potentially sell it to either Jeff Jarrett, or they could sell the TV to Jeff Jarrett or anybody else that wants it, and they could air their product, because the head of Aerolux is actually a former Sinclair broadcasting employee.
Yeah.
Who Sinclair owns ROH. So that's another way to potentially get ROH on another channel or another whatever to basically re-syndicate ROH. I mean, there's a lot of really interesting moving parts to kind of go back to the TNA financial situation. Supposedly TNA has until at some point this week, which I guess would be tomorrow's the deadline.
Maybe. We don't know. It could be weeks from now, but it's coming soon.
Well, the finance to pay Aerolux back.
If that's the
story, supposedly they had till this week to pay Aerolux back. They did not pay Aerolux back, then they got, I think, 55% of the company. But I mean, either way, I still say it's a mistake. It's like, you know what? You had a run. It wasn't successful. It's time to let it go. She's really not doing that company any favors by trying to stay in power. And I get it. It's her baby. She's watched it grow, but she's not good for that company. It's very, very evident that somebody else needs to come in and somebody else needs to work do something with that company. Because whatever Dixie and her team are doing, it's not working. But it's just, to me, it's kind of a sad state of affairs to watch TNA grow like it did and then fall so far to the point where they're on the verge of bankruptcy. I'm actually kind of surprised they haven't declared bankruptcy at this point, because they're very, very close to.
You figure they would have by now.
I think the only thing that's preventing it is supposedly Aerolux.
Oh yeah, I think the Aerolux coming in is the one that sort of stopped them from doing so, because the fact they're out of money, the fact that they have television deals and they cannot, they're still in the red. That's a lot. That's a big deal When you get television contracts, the idea would be those television contracts should pay for your television, and it should cover the cost. It's what Lucha Underground does. They have a budget from their television contract. They can't overdo it. If you're a television show and you can't afford to do the television show, maybe you need to cut out the production for your television show. Maybe you need to cut down on the expensive talent, which TNA has done. To their credit, they've cut a lot of talent. A lot of talent to cut costs. But maybe you don't offer guys $200,000 that you don't have.
Yeah, and I think I feel really bad. Well, I shouldn't say I think. I know I feel very bad for a lot of the talent that has stayed or come back to TNA, and they've had to deal with decline, and they've had to deal with the money issues, and they've had to watch people leave for greener pastures. I mean, it's got to suck for a lot of them to watch guys like
Bobby Roode, Austin Aries, the new NXT champion Samoa Joe
move on and go to WWE and be very successful in WWE and probably making the same amount of money or better than what TNA is, and they're on television. They're on house shows. They're going to WrestleMania, and the guys and girls in TNA are stuck at home most of the time, except for that once every 3 months or so where they go down to Orlando and they film.
Right, they're not active wrestlers in TNA. If they want to be, they got to get indie bookings. But for the TNA promotion, they're not.
Yeah, TNA's not running house shows. They're not running regular shows. They're just. It's kind of. They'll put a bunch of stuff in the can, they'll set it off to get post-produced, and then they'll air it until they need more done. And it's like, even then, it's a scramble to get that done, you know?
Which they're doing tonight. They're taping new television tonight because they have no other choice but to get the television out there.
Yeah.
And when it comes to TNA and what they need to do next, stop relying on your past. If you're going to continue forward, create new.
Yeah.
Create new stars, create new content. Stop relying on... We gotta reinvent the X Division. Every time you do it, you tarnish what you had in 2004. I'm sorry. Every time they say, the X Division is the staple of what TNA was. But every time you say that, you're just showing that you're not as good as you once were.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, if you're gonna do it, just go ahead, rebrand the company, redo everything, hit the reset button. You can acknowledge your past, but you need to move forward too. And it's high time that they just move forward. They have to. They don't have a choice at this, but... To kind of get back to that original conversation, it would be smart for them to really centralize everything, to bring everything back from Orlando and have it in Nashville. It's not ideal. I get that. But you know what? You could probably work a deal with one of the local universities, either Vanderbilt or Middle Tennessee or whoever, to do your TV out of there if you want a bigger venue. If not, go back to the fairgrounds.
Yeah.
Again, it's not ideal, but it's cheap.
Cost low, keep your costs low, sell some tickets, whatever you make, cuts a dent into what you're spending.
Yeah.
Not saying go $89 for VIP packages. No, sell $10 tickets and you'll get a whole bunch of people in there. Come see live pro wrestling for $10. People will go.
Hell, they go back to Nashville. I may drive up there and go, especially if tickets are $10. But yeah, but I mean, it's at this point, it's not a happy situation. It's not a good situation. It's something that you never ever want to see. You keep hoping and praying that TNA is going to get a miracle, but I just don't think that's going to happen. I think it's really to the point that they've hit just desperation, and they're not going to be able to pull out, at least as they were. Now, they could come out of it completely redone, and that's fine. But I have a really strong suspicion that it's going to change hands, and we're going to see it come out of this with new management.
I expect new management. I expect new direction, whether it's tonight or 6 weeks, changes will be made, directions will change, because for the company to continue to survive, they need to start fresh, because the same old won't last.
Yeah, and going back to Dixie for a second, it's like, you know, if she wants to stay involved with the company, that's fine, but she's got to let go of the majority stake. No, honey, you got to let go of that. I know you don't want to, but you have to let go of it. Let it go. Let it go. Yada, yada, yada.
But I think we've spent enough time on that.
I would agree. I believe we have exhausted the topic.
I say so, too. And I need to throw this out there to people. What do you think of the new NXT champion? In our third segment, we'll talk about it.
We will, but we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will be discussing the very tragic passing of Joni Lawler, a.k.a. Chyna. So, I'm not sure if you want to miss that or not. Probably not.
But we'll talk about it next.
But we'll talk about it, because like I said, I hate doing these shows. I really hate doing these shows, but we're going to try and get through it as best we can, and then we're going to have some fun after that.
Yes.
So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Go, go, go with the schmuck.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
As my client Brock Lesnar said, Suplex City, bitch.
From the big returns.
So this is what it feels like to kick off Monday Night Raw.
To the shocking moments.
You will get your rematch. Put that man down. Your actions have consequences. And you know what? You're out of here. You're suspended. You know what? You're suspended indefinitely. Get out of my building now. Now get out.
And the moments that leave you speechless.
Snoop Mania, huh? Snoop Mania? Nah, Snoop Dizzle. It's called Axel Mania. And it's not a West Coast thing. It's not an East Coast thing. It's a worldwide thing. And I'm not gonna sit back and listen to you talk about Snoop Mania when Axel Mania is running wild in Los Angeles! Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Axelmania is here to stay.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett, the king of the mountain and founder of Global Force Wrestling. And you're listening to Rack Radio Show.
Don't treat me like a woman. Don't treat me like a man. Don't treat me like you know me. Treat me for just who I am.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And if you're joining us over at Gerwick.net, hello, thank you so much for joining us. And, if you're joining us at RackRadioShow.com or WildTalkRadio.com, again, thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciate that. We are going to try to get through this as best we can. can we really hate these subjects? I don't think I can make that any clearer, but we have to talk about it because, well, we're a news show. This is the unfun part of doing this whole thing is, well, we like to talk about the fun stuff, and sometimes we don't get to talk about the fun stuff. And this is one of those topics. So...
You want me to do this?
Yeah, you do it.
Okay.
I don't want to do it. You do it.
All right, I'll do it. All right. Because I do this every week
yeah.
in a more comedic fashion. But no, to be serious.
Yeah, no sounder.
I have no hashtag blame Rob sounders. That's Saturday's Midnight SCV Radio. All right, so about 12:30-ish last night, I'm laying down, getting ready to go to bed. And someone in our chat room right now, Maddie, sends me a tweet mentioning China. Wait, China. Okay. Get up. Start to Google. How about that? TMZ.com reports that China has passed away. And the outpouring of love and affection from the wrestling community was absolutely tremendous. You see, people who she's interacted with over the years basically come out and support her at this point. So many
people decide that they want to be a-holes.
Yeah, I'm getting there. You had so many people from all the indie wrestlers, and then I really felt bad for the WWE people who were overseas, so they woke up to this news like Lindsay did.
Yeah, I woke up to this. I went into work today, had no idea what was going on. They were talking about it at work. Yeah, that was spectacular. Yeah.
This is the unfortunate thing. She was, I believe, 45, 46 years old. I heard two different ages. I believe she was 46, but I could be wrong. But she was in her mid-40s. She's struggled with, I guess, depression and drug issues for her entire life. It's been widely reported that going back to her childhood, that she had issues with her father and the like. And there's the whole thing with WWE and Triple H and Stephanie that the internet loves to bring up. Because hold on, I'll let you go. Give me a second.
Okay.
They just love to bring up. Okay. That's all aside. For her in-ring career, she had one of the more impactful careers to a point where if you look at her in modern day, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could compare her in a little way who transcended her sport like Ronda Rousey.
Mm-hmm.
You really could. She was Ronda Rousey long before Ronda Rousey became a thing or was ever considered to be a thing.
Or potentially born.
She's probably, yeah, okay, maybe.
She's probably like two.
I'm trying to do the math. Maybe. Anyway, math on this show. Yeah. And then there's the whole, like, she did some great things. She had moments with Eddie Guerrero and D-Generation X to the point where she was a star. She was on the cover of Playboy. And, you know, the outpouring from the media today has been great. The media has actually handled the subject well. You've had people from SportsCenter to the BBC covers. It's been on the headlines of every major news outlet. China passed away. That just shows the star power she had.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame that she struggled with her addiction. It's a shame that she sort of had demons. It sucks. Everyone does. Could she have gotten help? She probably has gotten help in the years. It's well documented that people have tried to help her. But sometimes, in the end of the day, people sort of... It falls on them. It's not... This is... I don't want to go on that rant. But this is not WWE's fault. I need to put that out there. This is not WWE's fault. Anyone who thinks this is WWE's fault is really, really trying to find an answer. This is that they're not the answer. I will put this out there like this. If you have a former employer 14 years ago, do they still look after you in 2016? The answer is no. Now I'll turn the floor over to you. I said my piece.
Okay. I'm going to try to say this as nicely as possibly I can, because I have a lot of mixed emotions about this, and I don't want to bring everybody down. But everybody out there, chill the hell out, okay? Number one, everybody just stop and chill for a second, because I heard about this at work, and I went on social media, and I read social media, and frankly, what I saw on social media was really disgusting, because instead of celebrating her life, and celebrating her as a person, and honoring her, what I saw were people who were attacking WWE, they were attacking Triple H, they were attacking Stephanie, for something that they really know nothing about. Is there a past there? Yes. Is there a story there? Yes. There are two sides to that story. China infamously told her side. We've never heard Hunter's and Stephanie's. We weren't there, and we don't know what happened.
No, we don't.
So everybody who is attacking WWE and Hunter and Stephanie, would you please stop? And I mean that. Please stop. It's not your business to get into that. And it's not your right to tell them that they can't grieve for her life, that they can't show respect for her life. Did they get along? Probably not. But that doesn't mean that they can't say they're sorry she's gone.
We live in a
There's
world.
There's a lot of fault in.
Go ahead. Hmm? Go ahead.
There's a lot of fault in this. There's a lot of blame on this on a lot of sides. Okay? Nobody's saying that they're innocent, but nobody's saying that she's innocent either.
We live in a world where not everyone gets along. We live in a world where not everyone is going to be friendly with one another. We have the internet, and everyone has their opinion. Sometimes that's a bad, because it brings out the bad side in people. And we've seen that a lot today. The people who attacked Triple H and Stephanie, chill out, as she mentioned.
Yeah, everybody just stop, okay? This is not the time to have a personal vendetta against that. This is not also not the time, which we'll talk about, to determine whether or not Chyna should go in the Hall of Fame. She just passed away in the last few days, and that's another tragic part of the story that we're going to kind of get to, is that nobody, that they found her last night because she wasn't answering her cell phone.
No, it's been for a couple days, she's been out of contact.
The last visual confirmation that we have of her is a YouTube video that she put up, I think, on the 19th, so 2 days ago.
It was something like that. I think it might have been Sunday. I don't remember exactly when, but it was only a few days ago. And according to Tim Stein, it was sort of her goodbye to her fans, in a way. I didn't watch it. I couldn't watch it.
Yeah, I can't watch it. I can't bring myself to watch it. It's just, it's too hard right now. And that's what's made this harder, is that it's just, you see how people are acting. And I said it on social media that it's interesting, or it's really kind of sad how death brings out either the worst or the best in people. And it's bringing out the worst in a lot of people right now. It's, you know what, instead of making commentary on something that happened 14 years ago that none of us really know anything about, why don't we celebrate her life? Why don't we celebrate her as a person? Why don't we celebrate what she meant to all of us? I think that that's a better use of everybody's time and energy than trying to say, oh, well, F you, Triple H and stuff. Stephanie in WWE, or trying to put, you know, basically use this as a way to campaign to put her in the Hall of Fame. Because does she deserve to go in? Absolutely.
But today is not the day to discuss it.
Today is not the day to discuss it. Absolutely not the day to discuss it at all. It's more, it's getting through the shock and just getting past grieving for her.
Today is about celebrating her life.
Yes. Today is about her and celebrating her life. It's not about campaigning to put her in the Hall of Fame. It's not about trying to fight her battles for her now. It's not about any of that. It's just celebrating her. And I'm sad personally that she's gone. I like Chyna. I was a fan of Chyna. I enjoyed her work. I was sad to see her sort of spiral out of control for a long time, because she did spiral out of control. It looked like in the last few months, maybe up to a year, that she kind of cleaned herself up. She gotten her stuff together. She was, you know, she was in a good place. And you always want to see that. You always want to see someone that's been suffering to not suffer anymore and find a happiness and find a place where they can be themselves and be okay with that. And I just hope now that wherever she is, she's happy and she's not suffering anymore and she's not in pain anymore and she's not having to deal with everything she had to deal with in her life.
And you hope that's sort of where it ends. So back, yeah. Social media, back off.
Yeah, social media, back off. Just to kind of give you the news details, like we said, she was found last night. A friend found her and called the police. The police came out and there's really no other details other than that. They do not suspect foul play with the matter. They're figuring it's either natural or it's a overdose. They're not sure which. I'm sure they'll run an autopsy and we'll get all the dirty information on it when it all comes out. Ugh.
Yeah, apparently she's going to be cremated, I believe. Last thing I heard. Yeah, it's a sucky situation. And all right, moving on from that, because can't dwell on that.
Yeah, can't dwell on
that. The positive of her career. The positive. She was an amazing performer. She was gifted at what she did. She broke barriers, as we've mentioned. Her debut in WWE was one of the better debuts in history. She was a powerhouse. She showed different range. She was in D-Generation X for the first beginning. She just stood there with her arms folded. And then she evolved as a person. She wanted to be more feminine, so she got work done. She fixed her jaw, got some boob implants, and she became more of a female presence. She took on the men. Some of the men had some issues with that, but that's beside the point. Her and Eddie Guerrero were an amazing pair together. They had great chemistry.
They did. That was always my favorite, one of my favorite things that she ever did was her stuff with Eddie.
I've been watching some of the stuff on the network from the 2000 era. It was some really good stuff. She showed range. She was a gifted performer at what she did. It's sad that the way her career ended, but it's life. And life happens, and it sucks. Do breakups suck? Hell yeah, they do. But it is what it is. But as a performer, she was great. And as you mentioned, should she be in the Hall of Fame? Yes. Will it be next year? I don't know. Will it be 5 years from now? Maybe. For everyone who's going to say, well, it should be next year, and, you know, they owe it to her. WWE owes her nothing. It's their choice to put her in the Hall of Fame, if and when they do.
Yeah.
What do I expect Monday? I expect an announcement on the top of the show with the graphic, and you go from there. And I didn't check social media nights saying, why did they do anything for China today? Yada, yada. Again, we've been through this before with others. Show was taped on Tuesday. It was produced Tuesday. Kind of hard when the tape's already sent off to USA Network. So.
Yeah, they're not able to edit the footage on Thursday and get it over to the network for airing because it's already in the lineup to be aired. So we'll see the graphic on Monday and they'll do whatever they're going to do on Monday. But, I mean, she was the first and only female Intercontinental Champion. She was the first woman to ever enter the Rumble. She was a phenomenal women's champion. She was a phenomenal role model. I mean, I just remember seeing her and thinking, holy crap. You know, she, you know, because it's like she could fight the men, she could fight the women, and it was just she was this powerhouse, as you said, of a wrestler, and it was like, holy crap, she's awesome. You know, it's because it's when you look at her, you think that's what a female wrestler should be.
Yeah.
Because, she was beautiful in her own way. She could kick butt. She could do whatever she wanted to do. She looked great in leather. I mean, you know, and it was, you just looked at her and you're like, yeah, that's awesome. And it's just, because she was around when I first started watching. And so it's like her and Jackie and Lita and Ivory and all those women, Trish, all those women, they were around when I first started watching. And so I just remember, I look up to them the most because I always felt that they were the strongest and they could kick butt. And that was the thing about China, was she was the biggest and she was the strongest. And it's like, it seemed like there was nothing that could stop her, you know?
Oh yeah. She was portrayed she was the ninth wonder of the world.
And you just can't top that.
You really can't top that.
So I don't want to dwell on this too long. So once again, rest in peace, rest in power, China. You are missed. You will be missed. And we personally hope that wherever you are, you're happy and you're in a good place. So on that note, we're going to take a second quick break. And when we come back, we're going to hit the rest of the news. We're going to hit NXT Tweet of the Week. And we're going to have a little fun. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we'll be right back. I don't want to watch that night, she's laughing.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that was just recently.
It was this past Sunday. A plug into a segue.
Hey, wait. Give me a minute. I got another call. Give me a minute. I'll be right back.
Really?
Come on, now. Man.
Tell us how you really feel, Rob.
Like, if I was driving right now, I'd probably wreck into a tree. Everybody just stop what they're doing, and we'll just have to wait. That's all.
Los Matadores versus the Real Americans.
I'm going with that. Never mind, sorry. We're not making it. I see them too in action, and I was, like, all excited. Oh, that's so funny. Not that I didn't expect that.
No.
Somehow.
No. As luck would have it, I believe Los Matador is one.
Yep, and see, if I'd seen him face a couple of Mexican guys on main event, and they were pretty good, I would have picked him if I had seen him. I would have. They were Tito Santanas. That's what they were. They're the new Tito Santanas.
New tweet posted live on CB Radio. Subway picking an event that already happened. Let's see how he does. Can't be worse.
But I mean, that pick, I was going to make picks. I've already made picks on. I bet you my picks would have been different, too.
All right. The team has titles on the line. AJ Lee versus Brie Bella. Who do you pick?
Oh, I picked Brie Bella. I do remember that.
You do? You do? Brie Bella lost the match with Ace and Rob picked Brie. Sub, you picked AJ Lee.
Oh my god! I believe you changed to Cancer Rock. Oh shit, well that's one for me because I'm sticking to my original pick.
Jay was completely in the garbage. Thank you,
I told you, I'm my own worst enemy.
I'm coming, just like bump my HP up to like almost full health now.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time. The Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. You guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got fired!
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of The Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with The Rack Extra, weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply thebomb.com.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
You think you know me.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Dwight Hendrickson from Haven, and you are listening to The Rack.
the Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. And the very fine folks over at Gerwick.net. You're listening to us over there. Hello. And if you're just joining us over at WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com, well, you hit the fun portion of the show. Are we all ready to have some fun now? I mean, we had to start heavy. Sorry we had to start heavy. There was some big stuff that happened this week that, well, was just not fun. So now I think we're ready to lighten the mood and lighten the spirit, and let's just have a good time. What do you think?
Party time all the time.
Party time all the time. Well,
see what I did there?
You gave me the perfect transition, because it's not party time all the time for somebody else in WWE. Who are we blaming this on?
I don't know if we're allowed to blame anyone yet for it.
It's a blame Tim. Can we blame Tim?
Isn't blame Tim going to be for, like, a bad joke? Because that's what he's known as, known for. I don't know. We haven't come up with one yet. Because the person we wanted to decline being attached to this.
Yes, for personal reasons. So, we don't have a blame yet, but it's a blame somebody on this network. Sir not appearing on this show is to blame. Ta-da! Get your geek reference in. Because Adam Rose and Connor were both suspended by WWE this past week. This is both of their second offenses. It was not announced what they were taking, but they are both out for 60 days, which really sucks for the social outcast and really sucks for Victor. I think they should maybe adopt each other.
Actually, Curtis Axel did adopt Victor on a house show.
Oh, that's so sweet. And then probably promptly beat him up.
I don't know.
You know, brothers gotta help each other out. But what's interesting about this is Adam Rose released a statement about his suspension.
You should read them the statement.
Well, then stall for me while I pull the statement up.
So, he went on his social medias, like people do on their social medias, and decided to address the situation head on. And, well, he sort of, may have put his foot in his mouth a little bit, but we'll see.
Yes, so, per Adam Rose and his twit longer, I was not going to respond to my suspension, but I feel I have to. I have two sons that will one day read the news about their daddy, and I think they're supposed to be I had a sister that died from complications related to a lifelong battle with heroin. So I feel the absolute need and right to respond and let the truth be known. I'm pretty sure this response will meet nowhere near the publicity that my suspension did, and that this response is tantamount to career suicide. But I feel my sons and my sister and rest of the family, you, the WWE Universe, have a right to know the truth over my suspension and what it was for. I will also quote my doctor in my response, as he was as shocked and appalled by the suspension. I can say right now I did not do anything knowingly wrong and was taking prescribed medication that my doctor and I followed all the correct protocol on. My actual response and doctor's response will be coming soon, so before you judge, know the facts. My family and I are still collecting ourselves from this blow. I have zero anger or animosity against WWE, but I feel the administrators over the WWE wellness policy were simply not right in taking this action. But I feel the facts are the facts, and my family and I will be the ones putting our lives back together after this mess. My response will be up soon, along with my doctors.
So he's going to have a response to his response.
Yes, this is the initial, holy crap, I got suspended response. And then he's probably going to let us know what he was taking when he got suspended.
So this is his Conor McGregor, I retired, so here's my statement, then I'm going to retract my statement.
Basically.
Okay. So, yeah.
Kind of. Along the same lines.
Kind of. It was just a jab at Conor McGregor.
There seem to be a lot of those lately.
Yeah. So, Adam Rose. The situation goes, like how he threw in career suicide, meaning he threw it out there so they, if they do not use him, they can look back and say, see, he was right. So, what will they do? Probably use him going forward. It was a nice strategic way of putting it out there before WWE did.
Yeah, so basically now, anything, if they do that to him, it looks like retribution on their part.
Right. So, giving you a little backstory on the situation. Both men were suspended in the past. Adam Rose was in 2013, and Connor was in 2006. Connor was let go from the company a little bit while after that, and then he came back. But he kept a strike, because that's what happens. So he now has two strikes. People wonder, Why wasn't this reported back in the day? Because both men were under, were part of WWE developmental, and because they're under developmental, things like that are not reported.
Actually, wasn't Rose's, no, 2013, I was going to say, I thought he got popped for something else, but maybe he didn't.
No, no. So, the situation sucks for both men, especially for Adam Rose coming out and talking about it. The situation in general just sucks. For Adam Rose, because he was actually kind of, he was a featured character on television, kind of just sort of is there once in a while, mainly on the main, on the C-level shows, but he's the regular gigs, and I don't know really we can, much more we can say about it other than it'll be interesting to see what Adam Rose puts out there for going forward, and we go from there. I don't know. I don't know. I don't have any really other comments on it.
I'm very curious to see if they do say what he was taking, because WWE has a fairly extensive banned list. And the thing with this is that WWE, when you test positive, they don't suspend you immediately. What happens is you have the right to appeal. They basically say, we're going to suspend you, and then you have the right to appeal. To basically say, well, I either have a doctor's note, or it's, this is the reason why I'm taking it, and yada yada yada. Rose is taking whatever the substance is, is through his doctor. He's being monitored by his doctor. So he obviously has a reason why he's taking it. But they're real funny about the banned substances. And it's obvious that's what this is. Because even with a doctor's note, he still got suspended. Which really shouldn't have been. Because if he's taking it with the supervision of a doctor, he should be okay. But
just because you have a doctor's note doesn't mean it's legal.
Yeah. And the thing is it's, we don't know what it was. We really don't know what it was. But I mean, it sucks for Adam Rose, it sucks for Connor, really sucks for everybody else that was working with them, because the social outcasts were starting to get pushed a little bit, Adam Rose was benefiting from that, and now he has to sit on the bench for 60 days while they try to continue to push with the three. I think Connor's the lesser of the two, obviously, because the Ascension hadn't been on TV in a while. They were really mainly jobbers in the tag team division. This will hurt Victor, though. Because now Victor's without a dance partner. So
Victor is without his dance partner for a while, yeah.
Yeah, so that's unfortunate. And, well, speaking of being without dance partners, do we want to do the Blame Brent?
Let's go into the injury roundup.
Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulders snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
You know, we prepped the show last night, and I was so excited because, well, we had made it through the week with no Blame Brents whatsoever. I was very excited because I wasn't going to have to hear that bumper, and then I get this message today. Oh, hey, by the way, we have two.
Yeah, Carl, we read the Wrestling Observer newsletter, and we found out a couple of things. Number one, Will Ospreay suffered a knee injury last week.
Hashtag Blame Brent.
Lance Storm has a ligament tear in his elbow.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Did Storm tear his elbow?
I think it was probably a lingering problem.
Probably.
And he just recently wrestled WrestleMania weekend. So that's probably what happened.
That'd do it.
That would do it.
And just to give you an update on Bray Wyatt, he will be out 4 to 6 weeks as it's a minor calf tear or strain. I'm not sure which.
Pull.
It's pull? Okay. Minor calf pull. He's going to be out about 4 to 6 weeks. The expectation is he should be back around Payback.
And
because he's already...
Go ahead.
Because he's already been sitting out a week. By the time they get back to the States, it'll be two. So he should potentially be able to maybe limp his way around, so we might see him before Payback leading the boys. But we'll just have to see.
And then there's the one that there's the possible Finn Balor ankle injury.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Maybe.
Dude, really?
It appears he may have just tweaked his ankle tonight, like, because it's been, you know, he tweaked it a few weeks ago. It's probably a little bit of a tweak. Because he's standing up straight, I was looking at a video as we were doing Blame Brent's. He's able to put weight on it, so that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a little hobbled, but he's able to put weight on it.
He probably just needs to rest it.
Probably.
And he'll be okay.
Okay, so we should talk about that now. Let's get into the big news of the day.
Yes.
Samoa Joe became the NXT champion tonight at a house show. Cameras were there filming the entire thing. WWE.com has reported it. WWE's Twitter has reported it. It is all over the interwebs. I've seen the video. It happened. It exists. Samoa Joe beat Finn Balor to become NXT champion. Holy crap.
Holy crap. Can I just say how awesome that is?
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. I mean, it's... I don't know how else to describe it, because it's like you always waited for Samoa Joe to kind of get his due in TNA, and they just never really gave him that. And then Hunter's like, oh yeah, here! Do the thing.
Do the thing. Have fun with it. Now, many are wondering, why at a house show? Well, as we've seen on Monday Night Raw, his buddies, have been on television. And I've been thinking in my head for a while, and it's been, you know, sort of speculated. Finn Balor gonna be the guy behind them showing up. And it appears he took a final bow tonight at the house show, where this will be his final house show loop, because he could be headed to the main roster very, very soon.
I saw a post that said Balor reunites with the Bullet Club on Payback. He screws AJ. We get heel Balor. AJ versus Balor.
Could happen. Could be
it
a
could
thing.
Very well happen. Or Balor reunites with AJ.
And the rest of the Balor Club.
And the rest of the Balor Club, and we see the formation of the Balor Club with potentially Nakamura not far behind.
This is going to be interesting. We're going to talk NXT here in a little bit in full with our NXT segment coming up, along with Tweet of the Week. If you're just tuning in, this is The Rack. Not for here in a while, talk radio hour. Cool. Awesome. Samoa Joe's champion. Finn Balor broke his... The thing is, Finn Balor broke the record.
He did. He is the longest reigning NXT champion.
Now that the record's broke, they took the belt off of him. And we get a new champion. And it's cool. This is why they do house shows. Anything can happen. Could Finn Balor win it back tomorrow? He could.
He very well could.
I doubt it, but he could.
When are they taping TV next?
Oh, they're not taping TV until the end of the month. Another week or so. Another 2 weeks.
So I wonder if they're going to have to redub some of the TV.
No, they don't have to, because Finn Balor never appeared on television.
That would do it.
He never appeared on at the Access shows. So many were questioning whether what's going on with Finn Balor, why he was not on there. They showed him backstage last week. We had the interview.
Right.
And that's it. He taped backstage stuff. So they can splice this in this coming week and show, here's what happened. Because I expect that to happen. This coming next week on TV, we'll see it. Because it makes no sense to hold off on that.
Right.
Looking on WWE.com, their new webpage, that's just infinite scroll. I believe they're taping in a week or so. So, yeah, because they tape like three, four weeks of TV at Access. So, yeah. It's going to be soon. We'll see it. But yeah, that's cool. New champion.
It's very cool. I like that they were like, oh, okay, well, you know, he's broken the record. All right, cool. You know, we'll go with that. We'll give Joe the title now, because it's like, obviously they had the plan for Balor, and obviously they're ready for Balor to come up.
Oh, yeah, and they don't want to do it at TakeOver. They wanted to wait. They wanted to let Finn Balor break it. He held it for 292 days. Surpassing the mark set by Neville in 2014, I'm reading their story. Now that Samoa Joe has finally snared the NXT's top prize, what will this story have in store for anyone who dares to step up and challenge him? How will Finn Balor handle this attack? Find out by tuning in to NXT Wednesdays, 8 p.m., 7 Central, only on the WWE Network. So, WWE made a big story about it. I don't see him dropping the belt anytime in the near future. But what this means is, Joe and Nakamura is probably coming soon.
Yes!
It's on the horizon at some point, whether it's in June or in August. It's coming.
Things are about to get fun, y'all. Things are about to get fun. That's all I'm going to say, because holy crap.
So, a couple quick little news items before we take our last break of the evening. Christy Hemme is officially done with TNA. She has a job outside of the business, and she's going full-time on that. And she would do TNA in the time she could get off work, but it doesn't make sense for her to do it any longer, so she is parted ways with the company. And it's official, Total Bellas is a thing. It will be coming this October. It's a 6-part series featuring the likes of John Cena and Nikki Bella, Brie Bella and Daniel Bryan, her mother, and people power, John Laurinaitis, and their brother, and the Bella Twins' brother and his wife are all going to be part of this show. They actually, Daniel Bryan moves in with John Cena for this show. I can't wait.
Yeah, I kind of can't wait to see that. You want to talk about the odd couple polar opposites? Oh my gosh. There it is. Right
there.
There.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to see Bryan struggles as he goes through retirement. We're going to see Nikki struggles as she goes through neck surgery. It should be a lot of fun coming to a Rack Extra near you. Maybe.
Yeah, we'll do it. It's going to be fun.
All depends on it when it's running it with Total Divas.
I think it airs. I think it's Total Bellas, then it goes into Total Divas.
Okay.
I think that's the way it's going to be.
Is that the way it's going to be?
Okay. Or the other way around. They're not going to air them together.
Makes sense.
But I say we take a break. Our last and final quick 50-second break.
I agree with that. So you're listening to The Rack right here. And, well, I should tell you what's coming up, because when we come back, Tweet of the Week and NXT. So you don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. And also to the very fine folks over at GearWork.net. If you're listening to us over there, hello. And if you're just joining us at WildTalkRadio.com or RackRadioShow.com, hello to you as well. You've missed the news segment. You missed the heavy stuff at the start, but that's okay, because now we're really going to have some fun and we're going to do Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Alrighty. Anna Kendrick. Is it bad if your best friend sees you wearing pants without a drawstring and asks, what's the occasion? Anna Kendrick. Just spotted a Pop-Tart wrapper under my bed. That seems about right. Hashtag grown woman. And to follow it up, it's been there over 12 hours. It's still there. It would be so easy to get it, but so much easier not to. Hashtag grown woman. Jose? No way I'm not saying your name, Jose.
No way. Jose, no way.
I like the music. It's fun.
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it.
We're going to talk about that. Jose Hartos? Tweets Kevin Owens and asks, what's the key to being a husband and father? Kevin replies, having a wifey kids. Amy Elizabeth Baker tweets Kevin Owens, "You were mint last night at WWE Newcastle, but never asked a Geordi crowd to stop chanting for someone as good as AJ Styles." Kevin Owens replies, "I was wrestling Sami Zayn. Way to pay attention." I think it was, he was missed last night?
I guess.
I don't know. Alex tweets Kevin Owens, "Your wrestling gear looks straight out of Sports Direct," and if that's a budget short sports shop, in case you don't know what that is. And Kevin replies, "I know, right? Smiley face, smiley face, smiley face. What makes it even funnier is I'm rich! Smiley face, smiley face." Crying emoji. Emoji with sunglasses. And then he sticks his tongue out at the dude about 3 times.
Nice.
And finally, Brandon tweets Kevin Owens and goes, "How does your wife put up with a bearded cow?" And Kevin replies, "Probably the same way your parents deal with having an absolute disappointment for a son."
Hmm.
Oh, Kevin. I love your Twitter so much.
That's it?
That's it. That's all I got.
Rusev. Reigns's? Wyatt's's? I'm tired of all y'all.
He was drunk.
Need to hear him say y'all, because that would be interesting.
Yeah. I need Rusev to say y'all.
Paige. Uber driver just asked if I was a porn star. Someone replied, "No chill." He said, "You have a good body and just came from LA. Are you a porn star?" I was like, what? Paige the porn star. Skip that one. I'll go back to that one. Havens Richards asked, Abby Edwards and Richard and Davey Richards, "Out of all the matches you two had against each other, which one is your favorite?" Eddie Edwards replies, "The one not against each other." Davey Richards replies, "LOL agreed. Eddie chops too hard. # bruised titties."
Oh my.
Eddie Edwards replied, "Bro, you kick too hard. # bruised soul." Three-man booth, "Roman, you had one good line. Stop saying it." Three-man booth, "If you ever needed a reason to cheer Miz, look at Maurice. If you ever needed a reason to boo the Miz, look at Maurice." Three-man booth, "Nice face is frozen on first runner-up all the time." Scott Hansen, "Hamilton dodged the bullet. # $10 bill jokes. Too soon?"
Nice pun. Nice.
John Gonzalez, "Anytime you have a chance to trade lots of picks to make, maybe get a guy who played at a place with both Dakota and State in the name, you gotta do it." That's what the Eagles end up probably doing. Fake Sports Center, "Breaking, the Browns have traded #2 pick to the Eagles for 5 draft picks. They plan on using all 5 picks on quarterback bust." Ouch. Jason Gay, "Well, I've now seen it all. Donald Trump is a presidential frontrunner, and people are praising the Cleveland Browns on Twitter."
Hell has frozen over, y'all.
Spike Eskin, "Typical wrestling fan, 10 hours of planning about WWE, 10 hours consuming WWE programming, buying merchandise, 4 hours of eating pizza."
Yeah.
Someone named Wild Talk Radio, I don't know who that is, asked Rob Nair a question. "Opinion on Bray Wyatt and what the future holds for him." He replied, "Bray, most captivating talent I've ever worked with. Love cooperating with him more than most. Hopefully, tons of money."
Wait, who did you tweet?
Rob Nair. He used to work in NXT Creative.
Ah!
And now we go to a bunch of Renee Young tweets. And I'm not doing it as she does it because I can't do a British accent. She said, "Since I'm shackled in the U.S. and not in London tonight, I'll live tweet in a British accent. Or Cockney. Or something exotic." She then tells everyone she's doing it in British. She says, "Fight Owens Fight has a terrible attitude. Have a pint, mate." Kevin Owens replied, "I hope you're locked away in the U.S. forever." She replied, "Well, that's inconsiderate. I have a family in Canada." She then says, "Thank you for protecting the foliage. # Raw London. Save the plant."
Why do I picture Ambrose has an apartment full of potted plants and he's like, they're like his kids?
They are. "I want Byron Saxton to narrate my life. Or at least my inner dialogue. I like to hear the things I'm thinking through his crisp delivery."
I want Bo Dallas to narrate mine.
And finally, "I washed my face and brushed my teeth before bed five night this week. Like a real first class citizen." Well done, Renee. Well done.
Well done.
And that's Tweet of the Week.
And now we're doing NXT.
Finally, getting to NXT.
God, we're finally here.
And it was seemed like it was the final night for Enzo Mori and Colin Cassidy in NXT as they took on Jason Jordan and Chad Gable. Good match between the two. They worked over Enzo for a while until Kaz got the tag in. Gable, they bumped heads. Him and Enzo bumped heads. Cass took back control at that point. Jordan got into hot tag. Cass saved Enzo in the corner by taking the shoulder block. Jordan retook down the straps. They hit the finish for the win. This was your typical Jordan Gable match at the second half of it.
I like this match.
It was good. No, it was good. They both did their matches. Enzo and Cass did their match early. They worked over Gable for a while. And then they did the opposite. It was a good match. I like the double strap thing. Took it down, re-put mm-hmm. it back up. I thought that was a good spot.
It's just going to be really weird without Enzo and Cass and NXT.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, will we? But hey, they're on Raw. They did a good job on SmackDown this week. They did good.
Yeah, Enzo and Cass are doing well on Raw and SmackDown, but it's weird not to have them on NXT. It's weird to see Zayn and Owens together and to see Enzo and Cass up and to see the Vaudevillains up. Because it's like you watch NXT, we've been watching it for, you know, over a year now, and they were all on it. Especially Zayn and the Vaudevillains and Enzo and Cass. And so it's like, it's just weird to see them go up.
Yeah,
that's all.
It's been over 2 years now. 2 years now.
Has it?
Yeah. Network started in 2014.
Holy crap.
So,
okay.
So we've seen them all grow up in front of our eyes.
Aww.
So Apollo Crews doesn't like bullies, which is why he doesn't like Joe. Joe can do a lot in the ring, but so can Apollo. Welcome to the age of Apollo. But first, Alexander Wolf took on That's right. He took on No Way Jose. No Way Jose. Couple things.
I like the music. The music is so much fun.
Couple things. Alexander Wolf is called the Axeman. Thought we had one.
We need Axeman versus Axeman.
And what did you call him?
White Pants McFro.
No, Wolf.
Oh, I said he looked like a Mortal Kombat character.
Yes, 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 he did. And then we get to No Way Jose. I was expecting more flashier entrance. Honestly, with the build-up, I thought it was going to be a little bit more flashier.
He danced.
He danced, but I thought there would be more lighting and stuff like that. He dances in the ring. He does airplane spin. And
He gets dizzy.
He takes swings with a fake bat. Does a wind-up pitch for his finish. The best part of the... The best part of No Way Jose is basically Jose, no way, Jose, no way, Jose. Beyond that, there's a lot to work on.
It's a work in progress. I thought it was a decent debut. He got the crowd into the match. He got them chanting Jose to the ole, ole, ole chant, which was nice. I mean, he was really energetic. He was really into it. He was having some fun. He was engaged. In the crowd. It wasn't perfect, but I think he did a good job for his first chump. His first time.
Oh, it was fine. It's different. I'm worried that it doesn't have legs.
It kind of reminds me a little bit of Fandango and Adam Rose, just a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
So we'll have to see how far it goes.
So No Way Jose picks up the win with the wind-up pitches and knockout shot. Austin Aries says he doesn't believe in luck, but Corbin can believe whatever he wants. Luck had nothing to do with him beating him. Takeover says he isn't a hard guy to find. He's here to prove that he is the greatest. Because it's Austin Aries. He is the greatest man to ever live.
He is. He has a cape that says so.
He does have a cape that says so. That he does. We then had William Regal with the Drifter. He wanted to listen to some songs, and then he says his songs say he's looking for an opportunity, and well, William Regal has an opportunity for him. And that opportunity will be next week against Shinsuke Nakamura.
Dude, kiss your backside goodbye, because he's going to kick it off.
So next week we have Shinsuke Nakamura versus The Drifter.
That should be fun.
And we'll have another matchup to talk about here in a moment. But first, Nia Jax took on Deonna Purrazzo. She tried, but not as too big, too strong, too powerful. Leg drop for the finish.
Deonna failed.
She did. We had Bayley backstage. Says Asuka is the NXT Women's Champion for a reason. Says she shouldn't look past Eva and her Total Divas image. She's tougher than anyone thinks. She will be watching next week when Asuka takes on Eva Marie. So we're getting the death of Eva Marie and the Drifter next week.
Yeah. Y'all two may want to rethink that just a little bit.
I just like that Japanese superstars are two of the high-profile matches next week on the show.
I'm excited.
That's awesome. Then our main event, Samoa Joe took on Apollo Crews. Back and forth action early. Joe with a nice splash in the corner. A nice splash and a kick in the corner, which is where Joe took over for a while. Joe tried a suplex. Crews countered. Crews made his comeback. Big kick to the head. Standing moonsault for a two count. Joe hit a quick power slam for a two count. Back and forth shots for both men. Crews went for his powerbomb. Was countered. Joe spikes Crews. Locks in the Coquina clutch. And Apollo Crews taps out. Good match.
Very good match.
So as we've seen in the last couple weeks, we've seen Apollo Crews lose to Samoa Joe. We had Enzo and Kaz lose to American Alpha this week. Sort of passing the torch, moving on. The Vaudevillains lost last week. We're moving into a new era. New superstars in NXT.
Yep, we're saying goodbye to the old guard. They're all headed up to their new lives on the main roster. And now a new guard's coming in and taking over and picking up where they left off. So we're seeing a refresh of not only the main roster, but the NXT roster as well. Oh.
Should be a lot of fun going forward.
Should be a lot of fun going forward.
But after all that, I say we're done for the evening.
I say we're done as well. So you've got stuff to plug, so plug away.
All right. Check out the Rackhack Show, Total Divas Season 5, Episode 13 and 14, now available at rackradioshow.com. The Part 1 and Part 2 of the season finale. You can follow this show on Twitter at Rack Radio Show, facebook.com/Rack Radio Show. Get this show on iTunes, search Rack Radio Show, as well as Google Play. We are on Google Play. You search Rack Radio Show on there. We have links on RackRadioShow.com. You can subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rack Radio Show. Saturday Night Midnight Ish is CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Hashtag blame Rob when a celebrity dies. Ugh. And all the fun stuff. It's the weird, the wacky, the unusual. We're going to do Elders React to WWE 2K16 this week. And so much more. CB Radio, Saturday Night's Midnight-ish. CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. You were going to say?
I was going to say, you're going to have fun with it this week.
And we'll have hockey talk as well. Not with a Canadian, just we'll give you the Stanley Cup update.
Yay, hockey.
Because that's what we're doing.
Go Flyers.
Yes, go Flyers. They need to win tomorrow. Or I'll be cranky, maybe. I don't know. Sunday night, Tim Stein, Omega, and Heartbreak Mike will preview Payback and Talk China and everything else. It's Wrestle Talk Radio Sunday nights, WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern at WTR Sunday on Facebook and Twitter. Go to All Time Greatest for WrestleTalkRadio.com. The SummerSlam moment, go vote now, WrestleTalkRadio.com. Raw Post Show Monday night, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. And we'll be back next Thursday night. And you never know what's going to happen. Follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
I feel like we need to go camping.
I think it's getting to the end of the month. I think we should go camping next week.
I mean, the weather's getting nice. I say we go camping next week.
We may be going camping next week.
We have to take a World's Strongest Kid with us, too.
Maybe.
I have to think about that. But you can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWRD, and go to my website, segwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitter. Also, don't forget to check out our very, very fine sponsors, PWMania.com, TNAsylum.net, WrestlingFigureWednesdays, YouTube.com/MBG1211, and Gerwig.net.
Before you wrap it up, go to ProWrestlingTees.com/MBGFilms and support the man, the myth, the legend, Matt Goldberg.
Yes, please do. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay. You've been listening to Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye!
I look good when I'm ready. You're soft like spaghetti. I'm walking a walk, talking a talk, calling you soft. I'm a club connoisseur. See me out on the floor. WildTalkRadio.com.